an hour and a half simply talking about transportation and transit. But we do have a number of other issues, and our time is short. As a matter of fact, we're getting into the home stretch right now. New question. New research has found that if enacted, the municipal land transfer tax in Hamilton will lead to the loss of $342 million in economic activity and a reduction of $176 million in GDP. If elected as mayor, will you protect affordable home ownership and commit to not bringing a municipal land transfer tax to Hamilton? And we'll start with Brian McCaddy. Brian?
Well, thanks, Bill. I'll try and save us some time on our questions. The answer is clearly no. That's not the direction we want to go in Hamilton. I've read those studies. I've seen what's gone on in Toronto where they have that. And we don't have the legislation, City of Hamilton Act, the way they have the City of Toronto Act. And we haven't asked for that from the province of Ontario. There's no indication that the province of Ontario is giving additional taxing powers like that to other municipalities anyways. Despite all that, I have those same concerns in the way the information was contained in that question, Bill. And the answer is absolutely not.
Thank you, Brian. And Brad Clark. Brad?
No, I don't support it. And the economic benefits that have been touted on it have also been stretched significantly. It's a quick fix for a municipality on revenue, but the impacts of it are staggering to the economy. And so we need to be very clear and indicate right up front that there's not a chance that will hurt Hamilton. It will not help Hamilton.
And Fred Eisenberger. Fred?
And that'll make it the trifecta. The answer is no as well. No surprise. You know, that's far too easy a solution to just go after a tax grab and see if we can, solve our problems through that process. As I mentioned earlier, even though we spend a lot of time talking about LRT, our biggest issue will remain LRT or no LRT, BRT or whatever you want to call it. I'm sorry to upset you on that one.
Just fell over when they heard you all agree
on
something.
Wow. Staggering. No matter what we call it, our biggest issue is the growth in the commercial and industrial sector. That's what we need to continue to focus on, and that's why we can do the divisive politics and, create the wedge. And, Mr. Clark, now talks a great BRT game, so he must have missed something in all the reports that he read for the past 7 years, because clearly all that information was in there. So I'm astounded that suddenly there's a new track there. We need to focus on economic development. We need to focus on making sure that we have the ability, the manpower, the resources to grow businesses in Hamilton. Knock on those doors and say, how can we find you new markets? How can we help you expand your capacity? How can we help you generate more employment? Look for those big wins out in the broader community, but don't look for the easy tax grab. Toronto did it. Toronto has unique challenges all its own. They also did the automobile tax on an annual basis. I think they added about $20 onto the licensing fee. Those are far too easy solutions. We need to look for more creative, innovative, and aggressive ways of growing our economy.
Thank you, gentlemen.